The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is just about that time for us to get out of here. But before we do, we've got to get Brady all entertained up. He's got to entertain us. And before we get to that, let you know that Brett's leaving this building right after the show.
Late.
11 a.m. He's going to be over at Fiesta Mall, my old stomping ground.
Yes.
I shared a smooch with a lady on the stairs at Fiesta Mall. The very first time I ever locked lips with a girl and touched tongues. Over by the stairs by Dillard's. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just opened our mouths and pushed them together. And then I went, ugh. And she went, ugh. And then we stopped and was like, I don't think that's right.
We got to work on this.
Pretty sure that was not a pleasurable experience for anybody. But I've been to the Fiesta Mall many a time. And that's where I hung out as a kid a lot. And that's where Brett's going to go. It's not a mall anymore. It's just a big warehouse of other stuff. But the things are being built around it like crazy. Brett will be at Raising Cane's.
All Caniacs you, unite.
Caniacs,
right.
Get over there. Grand opening of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
That's right, I say.
That's right. You can get out there. Brett will have all sorts of KUPD stuff for you. And tickets to go see The Muse with Evanescence and our friends from Highly Suspect. That's a good show. Good job. Brett will be out there 11 o'clock, Southern and Alma School, yeah. Longmore.
Right across sides. From the building. Right across the street from the Old Western Savings
Bank. Is it on the, is it in the, oh, it is. It's yeah, in yeah. That, okay, yeah. What is that building
it's
now?
It's right over by where Mimi's Cafe used to be.
Huh?
On the mall side.
The Brian Adams girl worked at Mimi's Cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a little bit. I was trying to woo her back. I went over there and gave her a substantial tip, thinking this will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Buy her love back. And it didn't work. She probably spent that on prophylactics for someone else. That could be. Either way, enjoy it. Mimi's Cafe. Are they all closed now, too? Mimi's Cafes?
I think the one in Scottsdale's closed. I think the one in Chandler's
still. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Anyway, go to Raising Cane's and get some free stuff from Brett and enjoy that delicious chicken. You can't beat it, especially on grand opening day. Right there in Mesa, Alma School, and Southern, that's where you go. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Systems. Out there yesterday getting all beat up and bruised. I had the time of my life. Big workout. With the gang yesterday, and I was fighting a teenager, which was really fun. Tony's son's there, Sonny, and this little red-haired devil. He's just a wire. It's like fighting a pipe cleaner. Like we're doing drills and stuff where it's like, all right, you're on the ground. You're in the guard, this and that. And you try to get this kid off of you, and he just is like some quick – he's like the T2. He like just morphs into another shape. You're like, how do you fight this? And you never know what kind of opponent you're going to have, so you got to learn all sorts of different things. We had a blast, though. It was really fun. And essentially, any sized person sitting on top of you wanting to do damage, they all have balls for the most part. So skinny, slender, pliable, mobile, like a pipe cleaner, punch him in the balls. That's what I learned yesterday, and that's the best thing about street self-defense. There's a lot of hair pulling, eye gouging, and ball punching. And it's a great method to get somebody out of there. They teach you how to move stuff and get things out of the way. Man, we had a blast yesterday. I was landing a lot of shots and getting pushed around my own self. But you can do this, too, and it sounds crazy, but it is fun, and it's safe, and it's the best. You got a ladies self-defense seminar coming up on April 21st. That's $99. They're almost sold out of that. That's for anybody. You don't have to join up to be part of it. You probably will right after you do it, though. 3 hours of absolute awesomeness will walk you out of there more confident, better person. And their CCW firearm safety course is April 28th. And I didn't know this. Jay told me yesterday, you get that CCW thing, you don't ever have to do background checks. It's done for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to do that, too.
You should.
And get the card.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It eliminates that whole background thing when you do your safety training through them. And there's ways to get the card through them, which is fantastic. So you get all the training, and then you get the benefits afterwards. It's all available, all the info right there at reactdefense.com. Their seminars are amazing. Their day-to-day stuff's even better. You should check it out. Start a new you. Become a better version of yourself. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
YouTube star Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. Mr. Beast.
I like Mr. Beast.
He's doing something pretty cool. He helped 1,000 people see again. Started out with 40 people at homeless shelters. Went to a free clinic, found a doctor to do cataract surgery on them. They're all legally blind. Now he's expanded it and found 950 legally blind people all over the world. Couldn't afford the surgery.
That's amazing.
Only takes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he posted a little video, shows you how it's done.
I did it. It sounds scary, but it's not. It really isn't. Like, once you're done, you won't I tell people this all the time. You will not believe what you've cheated yourself out of. And I had a baby, the beginning of a cataract. I didn't have and it was 20 over 400. Which is horribly legally blind under my right eye, and I didn't even realize it.
He also surprised a few people with $10,000 in cash.
That's awesome.
Helped him out. One kid got $50,000 for college. Then another guy has never been able to drive, got the surgery. Mr. Beast got him a Tesla.
Mr. Beast is pretty amazing. Like, the stuff he does is entertaining, but then it's also kind of useful to society. And he's raking it in. Don't fool yourself.
Marilyn Manson is in another lawsuit for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl in the 90s, according to this new bombshell lawsuit. He said he invited the girl on the tour bus at a show in Dallas in September of 1995, then threatened her, said, if you told anyone, he will kill her and her family.
Yeah.
See how that pans out for Brian.
I think that every time someone accuses Marilyn Manson of something, it goes away. How many accusations has he had that have just kind of were news and then like not news? Well, like nothing's sticking around.
You're hanging out with Marilyn Manson.
That's what
too.
I'm not like saying, Marilyn Manson, you know, invited you on a tour bus. He's going to say horrible things. You're probably not dealing with, you know, all the cocaine and the way he looked. I mean, just judge that book by its cover.
You're not going to go on the tour bus to look and play Uno.
No. No, I mean, and also, you're attracted to Marilyn Manson. Something wasn't right with you to begin with. Not to victim shame, but he doesn't have a right to beat you up. But again, you're on a tour bus with Marilyn Manson. It's like hanging a gay flag in Queen Creek. There's probably something weird might happen. It doesn't make it right, but you're walking into a bad situation.
The state of Illinois is dropping sex abuse charges against R. Kelly. They figure that since he's already facing so much jail time from his other convictions, let's concentrate our resources on other victims.
Yeah. We've got him.
Yeah.
All the other people, just pile them on is what they're saying. We don't even need to try these anymore. We believe you. He did it.
Flava Flav says he was spending up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years.
He said it showed.
$1 million a year.
Right.
And he's been sober since 2020.
Really? It was that long? He was just up till a couple of years ago that he was cranked up?
Yeah,
pandemic
I didn't.
Pandemic got him sober?
So during Flavor of Love, he was heavily influenced by the cocaine?
I can believe that.
I just thought he was a ball of energy.
Lisa Marie Presley, more information's coming about out about her death, but she was taking opioids leading up to her death. She was trying to lose some weight.
Is that how you do that?
Rapidly, because she knew she was going to do these honor presentations for the movie Elvis and stuff. And she lost 50 to 60 or 40 to 50 pounds in 6 weeks.
Wow. So
in a
6 week
period. It did work, but then she was suffering from stomach pain and got home. There are two life insurance deals that her daughter, Riley Keough, is going to get. One's $25 million and the other's a $10 million one.
They're going to fight over that.
A chunk of it will pay off the debt that she still owed, back taxes.
Families will fight over the $35 million. No matter how easy the whole passing thing was and everybody was friendly before, $35 million that shows up, Priscilla's going to have to fight for something. I don't know if Priscilla even gets any money, to be honest with you. She left Elvis. Like, she divorced him.
But she still...
She gets Graceland. She had Graceland.
She kind of had Graceland. It was more so that...
It was in her name.
It was in her name, but the kids kind of fought that for the longest time as saying that this is ours when... Because they changed it, but now they're saying they're not sure who did the changes and if they were authentic or not.
In 2016 when the changes happened.
But Lisa Marie had Graceland, and it was in Priscilla's... She was the executor.
Up until 2016, she was the executor.
Right, and then the kids were like, you're not going to last long. The grandkids were kind of like... We should get this if our mom dies. You're going to die. So technically, it's mom. They changed the wording to be like when our mom dies. And they probably figured 20 years from now. They didn't think she would die before Priscilla.
And the agent, Barry Siegel, was involved.
There's going to be a lot of people involved.
Ron Jeremy's dementia is so advanced.
How advanced is it?
He thinks he's shooting a porno in the psychiatric facility where he's staying.
Look, this is after time heals this a little bit. Will Arnett has got to play Ron Jeremy in his I'm pretending to be senile court case and just have him whip it out constantly and perform a porno. And because reading that makes me laugh. Like, how does the lawyer know that he thinks he's filming a porno? If he's got dementia, he doesn't just resort back to his work days. If you've seen dementia before, they don't go into a haze of like believing they're somewhere else. They're just kind of out of it.
Ron's longtime friend Heidi Fleiss says the evidence of Ron's condition has been apparent for several years. At the same time, she thinks it's a good thing he doesn't understand what's going on because he's innocent.
It's true. What's Fitz doing here?
Promo meeting?
You're not a promo kid.
I know. I am now.
Do you need cocaine? I can get it for you better ways than this. Promo meeting? I am now, he says.
Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson... We'll play him in an upcoming biopic, Michael.
What? This
yep,
is a tragedy.
There's going to be some people upset.
Why in the world wasn't my son Prince considered for the role? We look and talk exactly alike. You can't even tell us apart. Prince, come in here.
Hee-hee, what's the news, Dad?
Jafar's playing Michael.
Hee-hee, do you know that your cousin Jafar is going to play me in the movie?
Hee-hee, this is a tragedy, Samuel. You can't tell us apart. I should have had that role.
Jafar's Jermaine's son.
Yeah, and he's nowhere near how good I am. Sing for him, Prince. Let him know.
I'm stepping with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change those ways.
Let's change it up.
I don't even know that's not me, and I know it's not me. This is ridiculous. Everybody's so ignorant.
Daddy, call the lawyers.
Again? You should do it and pretend you're me. Say you're back from the grave.
That would work out great. I am the spitting image of my father. No DNA test required. Tamut, little me.
I think Jafar is going to knock it out of the park.
You say that, Brady, but there's a better choice. There's Prince and Prince 2, formerly Blanket.
That one I don't get.
I don't either. He changed the name to his brother's name. It's weird. But I was dead by then, so it didn't matter. I mean, we don't even know which one did it.
And that kid sounds just like Michael in the little clip you played. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Prince should have had the role. Been like looking in a mirror.
Looking in a man in the mirror. Looked just like me. Hell, Paris could have done it. I look like a white woman by the end anyway.
Maybe they'll roll out with their own version after this one comes out.
It could be. Those two from the grave.
I wrote a little biopic for you, old pops. Me. It's called Me and My Old Man. Jimmy.
It's nothing but trips to the hospital.
And the two of us need to look new mirror.
All right, we're out of here. That's it. I guess Fitz is next. Ready. Fitz coming up. He's going to do the whole day. Doing some sort of marathon. We're all done. Larry's coming up next. He'll be kind to you. If you're nice to him, he'll give you things. Probably U-Fest tickets. Maybe Muse tickets. I know Brett's got Muse tickets for you at the Raising Cane's in about 57 minutes and 4 seconds. And get out there, say hi to Brett, get yourself some chicken and some KUPD stuff. Shake hands with the beast known as Brett Festley. That's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.